Welcome to Arts Underground, folks. I'm Katie Gannaway, and today our special guests are Jessica Cotton, a founder of Shenanigans Comedy Theater in Huntsville, and Terry Hartman, owner of Makeshift Art Studio. Hey, Jessica and Terry.
Hey.
Hello.
Good to have you here. So tomorrow you are having an event, Empty Bowls, that is raising funds for community outreach programs that are accessible to folks through Shenanigans Comedy Theater. So first, Terry, tell us about the Empty Bowls event and what people should expect.
So Empty Bowls is a chance for our local potters to connect with our community and also give back to our community. Empty Bowls is a fundraising program that we do in the pottery community where we volunteer to make bowls. We have several local artists that donate bowls as well to the program. You can, you pay, I think, $25. You come and get to eat a bowl of soup with your community, other like-minded individuals, and then you get to take home a handmade bowl by a local potter.
And how did you get the idea to launch the event? When did you launch the event?
This is our fifth event.
Okay.
But we took a couple years off during COVID, so it's been around for a while. It's not my original idea. It's been part of the pottery community for at least 20 years plus. It's just something that we do to give back to the community.
And I wonder about y'all's partnership, because you are woman-owned, LGBTQ-owned. You are woman-owned, LGBTQ-owned. So that's like a match made in heaven. How did you guys meet? How did you guys start this partnership?
So number one, if you have ever worked with Terry or a studio that they're in, you know that it's a super welcoming space. So after forming some of our subgroups for Shenanigans with Weird Kids, we did a meetup there. We're super welcomed, loved every bit of it, and have, you know, kind of just been mutually, I think, supportive online of each other for the past couple of years now.
And give us a refresher about the programs that you offer at Shenanigans, Jessica.
So we, number one, are a nonprofit. So the theater itself runs solely on ticket sales and donations. And we have different types of events all month long to just really support the creative people in Huntsville. Improv, stand-up comedy, lots of game shows, things where you don't need any skill, but you just like a good laugh. Those are my kind of things. And so from that, we always knew that we wanted to make sure we were partnering with other groups in the community, and that we were really taking care of the people who took care of us. So we created the Weird Kids Meetup right after the pandemic. And that was for teens originally who were having a hard time making friends and figuring out kind of how to navigate social situations post-pandemic. And then we grew to have an adult group also because, hey, there's a lot of weird adults in Huntsville. and we all like to hang out and do different things. So we do these meetups several times a month. And so that's one way that we give back to our community. Then we formed the Diversity Center, where we have a social worker, a couple of social workers, and they provide different services to the community, like free and reduced mental health care and groups that you can go to, you know, just to really feel like you're getting support. We also have the LGBTQ closet. Don't worry, we don't check your gay card. Anybody's welcome to come and shop. But we did want to make sure that it had a title on there that made sure that the queer community felt safe and knew that when they came and shopped there, that they would, you know, not be stared at. It would be in a completely safe environment. So that's free. You can come and get clothes.
You've taken that mobile, right?
Before, yeah.
The closet.
So it's in a trailer now. And so we can take it to different events like Pride or different festivals around town. And that's been really great. Along with that, we also have like a request form. So if you need new items, so like gender affirming items, we will purchase those for you. Mm-hmm. And now we also have a diversity library that we've opened. We're taking donations, and you can come in and borrow a book for as long as you want it and see hopefully something in those books that represents you.
And all of those programs sort of tout acceptance, individuality, creative expression. Terry, I was going to ask you, those align with Makeshift, your beliefs, your credo. So can you talk about how any of these programs may have benefited you yourself or somebody you may know at Shenanigans?
I mean, Shenanigans benefits almost everyone that I know. I absolutely fangirl Shenanigans as a whole, just because I think everything they're doing is so incredibly meaningful to our community. It absolutely aligns with my values and the values of Makeshift, but also, I mean, it's just something that's desperately needed here. And I see that everyone who's involved with Shenanigans is so giving of their time, and it's so close to their heart. And I mean, it's not just a space, like it's an actual community. And, you know, community is thrown around a lot. It's just, you know, a word that we throw around. But what they're doing is meaningful community. You know, mm-hmm. they back up everything with heart and soul. And so, I'm sorry. Yes.
It's gonna make me cry.
But it's true. I mean, every word of that is absolutely true. And I want to support that. And everyone involved with Makeshift wants to support that. Thank you so much, guys, for what you do. It's
You're
important.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But I just thought we were going to talk about soup.
It's so much more than soup.
It's so much more than soup. Oh, my gosh.
What does Makeshift mean to you, Jessica?
So, number one, it's just freedom. And I honestly was – I have my entire life wondered, what happens to all those pieces – okay, that because when you do pottery, it's so enjoyable. Like, you just want to keep doing it, but you create this product every time you do it. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh, it clicked. This wonderful freeing experience that I see all of these different groups enjoy, and I think that that's amazing. The pottery goes towards events like this. Like, mm-hmm. that makes sense now. And I thought, do y'all just have 1,000 bowls in your house that you've made and 1,000 little pieces of things? Like, what did you do with all of this excess clay and items? So it makes sense to me now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have lots and lots of bowls. There's something for everyone. I think the funnest part for me yeah. at the event is just to be at the table where the bowls are and watch people. They'll spend 20 minutes finding the perfect bowl, pick it up, talk about how they're going to use it. Oh. And like that is just like it goes beyond that one day. They're going to take that bowl home. They're going to talk about it. They're going to use it. It's going to be a part of their life, you know, anyway. It's pretty cool.
Well, and as an artist, like, you always want to feel like something you make is appreciated in some capacity.
Right.
And so I think a lot of times things that you make get kind of pushed to the side, you know, paint and draw and all of these other things, do sketch work. But when someone's going and appreciating each piece and picking theirs out, that's got to be a cool feeling.
You had an art show last year at Shenanigans, Jessica.
So we're actually working on our third annual art show for the Weird Kids. Our first year, we had it at Low Mill. Second year, when we opened up our Black Box Theater upstairs, we had it upstairs. And now we have grown, and we hope to have it in the large theater of Shenanigans. And we're super excited. That's going to happen at the end of May. And all of those details on how to participate are going to get posted in, like, the next week.
Now, we are going to talk about soup, so...
Yay!
What flavor? No, I'm just kidding. So, I do want to know, you talked a little bit, Jessica, about where the bowls go, and on the event description, it said something about taking the bowls out into the community. What does that mean to both of y'all?
It's not just an event that you experience and you leave there.
Right.
You're taking that bowl home. That's going to, you know, you're going to experience that every day. You're going to share that. You're going to talk about it. You can collect these bowls from year to year. Like, it's going to mean something even after.
And I think a lot of people have, like, what is the art equivalent of fast fashion? Fast art? I don't know. Like, you have these Target bowls. You have my house.
Yes.
You have the Dollar Tree bowls.
Right.
Okay. But, like, you don't really take artwork home a lot of times from artist, and so how cool that you're going to have this unique individual piece to go home with you, and it meant something. Like, you gave back to the community, and you left supporting an artist. That's pretty cool.
And also, you know, it's the idea that someone in your community touched that bowl. Like, it was their hand, physical hands that made that bowl, and then now you've gotten to share this meal with your community, and then you get to take that home. So it's a part of someone else that you're taking home with you, too, so...
And beyond this event, we already touched on the Weird Kids art show coming up this year. What other events at Shenanigans and Makeshift can we look forward to?
Well, we are event-based, so we have a lot of different events coming up. We have hand-building. You can make mugs. We have Mother's Day events. We've got our regular pottery classes, which are Saturday classes, date nights, lots of different things coming up for us. But the biggest thing recently is that we are going mobile, so we can come to you. We have plans at daycares and PTAs and corporate events and all of that, just to give our community some flexibility in the way they create art and experience it.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see that and hope to have you at Shenanigans at some point.
Yay!
As far as Shenanigans goes, man, we'll see.
I know you have it planned out probably for the next like 3-4 months.
So we have a lot going on. I think that one of the biggest things is we're really trying to give as many people as possible the opportunity to grow and create, because that's really what it's all about. And so we have a sketch show coming up at the end of March. I think it's the same day, actually, as our Soup-a-thon, Empty Bowls.
Soup-a-thon. I love that.
I love it.
And
Next year.
Right, there we go. So we have all different types of walks of life creating sketches. They're writing it, acting in them, and really putting their heart and soul into these things. They're funny, they're cute, they're quirky. It's me and no.
Surprise!
Quirky! Weird.
Quirky, funny.
But it really is. It's really great. We have someone, KB. We were very lucky that KB came into our lives, and they are helping to direct this and make it happen. We also have adult spelling bees, dirty word spelling bees, all kinds of funny things happening. And we're gearing up for the part of the year where everybody's doing stuff outside, and we can take weird kids and the clothing closet and visit different events around Huntsville, and that's really exciting.
So social media, how do people stay in touch and keep up with that?
Well, you can find Makeshift. We have a website, makeshiftart.com, but we're also on Instagram and TikTok and lots of different things.
And where are you located?
Our new studio is located at 2317 Meridian Street. Mm-hmm. And so we've been there a month and a half now. And it's great. We love it. It's this completely new vibe with it's a bit grungy and underground and like your parents' basement when you were a kid kind of vibe. And it's nice. Just we're having so much fun with that pivot of just being able to just show up as you are and do the things. And we have a manifesto now on our website. You should go and read that. It'll give you a really good idea of what we're about.
So primarily we use Facebook, and you can always find our calendar as our cover photo on Facebook. We're also on Instagram, but we're old and not great at Instagram, but we're working on it. We have a TikTok, and our website is HuntsvilleLaughs.com because nobody could spell shenanigans on the first try. So we changed that website a couple years ago.
And you are on Lehman Ferry Road.
We are on Lehman Ferry.
In Huntsville.
Yes. If you use your GPS and get lost, please use the backside of Academy or Wendy's parking lot. You know, those
down the parkway,
those pivotal places in our community.
Just the Wendy's.
Just the back of the Wendy's on Lehman Ferry.
That's a great location.
Yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. Well, are there any final thoughts that you would like to share, Terry or Jessica?
Go in the community and create something and make something better. That's what we're always striving for.
I also want to mention that I know Shenanigans works a lot with volunteers. So if that's in your heart to do, then I would connect with them because what they're doing is fantastic. And the more volunteers they get and the more help they get, the more they can do in the community. And that's what it's about.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for being here today. It was so nice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.